Today's daf is Menachas daf Samachay, and we are at the top of daf Samachay Amid Aleph at the Mishnah. So the topic of the sixth parak of Masechtas Menachas is the Korban Omer, which was primarily a Korban Mincha. Thus, it's a Masechtas Menachas, also known as the Minchas HaOmer. So the Minchas HaOmer is discussed in very great detail in Parshas Emor. It's actually tucked away right in middle of the Parsha of the Mayadim. So the Torah talks about the Yontif of Pesach, and right after the Yontif of Pesach, the Pasuk says as follows, Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yomarta aleyem, ki savoyu ala oretz, asher ani noisin lochem, when you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, uktzartem es kitzira. Vahavesem es oimer, reishes kitzirchem el hakoyin. So we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, says the Torah, you should cut the kitzir. You should take an oimer. An oimer literally means an amount. It's a shear. Reishis kitzirchem, the first thing that you cut, and you should give it to the kohen. The hein ves oimer lifnei Hashem l'tzoinchem. What does the kohen do? He brings it lifnei Hashem, and he does tenufa. When does he do this tenufa? And these are the magic words: mimacharas haShabbos yinifenu haKohen. The day after Shabbos, and the pasuk continues: vasisem b'yom hanifchem es oimer keves tamim ben shnasa loilul Hashem. Together with this oimer, with the tenufa of the Omer, Korban Oil was brought. Additionally, there was a mincha. Uminchasoi shnei esroinim soiles belulav hashemen ishe lashem reach nichayach v'niska yayin revias ahen. So the Torah says, mimachas haShabbos, the day after Shabbos, you're supposed to take an oimer. It's made up of a mincha and an oila, and you're supposed to bring it lefnei Hashem. Says the pasuk, v'lechem v'koli v'karmel lo yisoichlu ad etzem hayom mazeh. This is a very, very important loisa, say, and very controversial whether it's noyik bezman hazeh b'chutz la'aretz or it's not noyik bezman. But once upon a time, this was certainly very, very profound. And that is, the Torah says that before this carbon was brought, you weren't allowed to eat lechem, not kolia, not caramel. Beketzer, you weren't allowed to eat from the tfua hachadosha, any new grains, until the carbon was brought. Then the Torah says, that from the time that you bring this carbon oimer, you should count. How much? How many days do you count? 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tehena. Ad Mimachas HaShabbos HaShviyos Tisbru Chamishim Yoim. In total, it's going to be that you counted 50 days. It's really 49 days. V'ikraftem Mincha Chadash Ol Hashem. And then at the end of the 49 days, meaning on the 50th day, you should bring another Karban Mincha. Mimosh V'yisechem Tavi'u Lechem Tnufa Shtayim. And then the Torah describes that second Karban Mincha that's supposed to be brought. It's made up of two breads, Shtei HaLechem. It's the topic of so many of the daffin that we've learned over the last couple of weeks. And the Torah, again, in great detail, describes the karbonos that were brought on Shavuos, the karbonos of the Shtei HaLechem, and then at the very end, the Torah mentions the Yontif of Shavuos, very, very bekitzer, doesn't say anything about Matan Torah. It says, Ukrosem be'etzem ayoyim hazeh mikro kodesh yiyo lechem komolachas avoydu leisasu, chukas oylam b'chol moish ve'seichem u'deiriseichem. And then finally, very mysteriously, the Torah throws in one more pasuk. Uvekutzuchem es k'tir artzuchem. You should know, I'm talking about bringing all these different karbonos oimer. You're bringing a karbon oimer from the Tvua Chadasha, and then you're going to bring the Shtei Alechem, that's also a Mincha Chadasha. Says the Torah, le'sechala pasodcha, b'kutzucha, v'leket k'tzircha, le'selaket. There's something called leket, there's something called peya. Regardless, these psukim over here in Parashas Emor are the psukim that make up the makar, the source to the Korban Omer. But within this parsha, you have two additional very important parshias. You have the parsha Sfiras HaOmer. You also have the parsha of the Shtei HaLechem. So what was the Korban Omer? The Korban Omer was a Korban Mincha. It was brought mimacharas HaShabbos. And the reason it was so important is because the Torah says, V'lechem, the koli, the karmel, lo yisoichlu at etzem hayom hazeh. You were not allowed to eat from the Tvua HaChadosha until the Korban Omer was brought. It's interesting, the Korban Omer is mentioned in Parshas Vayikra as well. So in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, where the Torah talks about the Menachas, so the Torah mentions the Minchas Omer. It says, "V'intakriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem." If you're going to bring a Minchas Bikurim, Aviv Kolui Ba'esh Geres Karmel Takriv is Minchas Bikurecha. V'nesato Leo Shemen V'samto Leo Lavoina Mincha. If you remember, we had a whole Amid Gemara that darshan this pasuk last week. But regardless, the Torah over here is talking about a Mincha. It refers to it as a Minchas. Minchas Bikurim Lashem. Sokta Hilgarashi, quoting Gemaras. What's the Minchas Bikurim? It means the Minchas Ha'omer. And the reason it's called the Minchas Bikurim, because if you think about it, the carbon name was very similar to Bikurim. What was Bikurim? Reishas Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi, Lashem Alekecha. Just like there's a concept of Bechar. You take your firstborn, Vishore Kesef Ayeski Yivalid. So the Bechar, what do? You give to the Kayin. Even a firstborn child, you're supposed to give to the Kayin. That's why you do Pidyon Aben. So you shouldn't have to give the child to the Kayin. You're payedid for five slon. But the point is, there's a concept of Reishas. There's a concept of Bikurim that permeates many mitzvahs in the Torah. And the carbon oimer is really a sif katan in the laws of Bikurim. V'im takriv minchas Bikurim lasham, because that's what you're doing. You're taking the reishis k'tzirchem, and instead of keeping it for yourself, you're going ahead and you're giving it to the kai. Remei Simcha, Meshachachma, and a classic Meshachachma says that with this point, you could understand why the Torah very mysteriously, right at the end of that parasha, Parasha Semar, throws in the halach of leket and throws in the halach of peyah. He says the Torah is coming to say that even if a person spends his 9 to 5 at the job and he does what he needs to do, Torah Derech Eretz. But at the same time, his Derech Eretz should be surrounded with Torah. And he says, that's what the Torah is telling you. The Torah says, the first thing you do, you're a farmer, you work the field, the primary source of income, even for Haim HaShayidin once upon a time, was farmers, right? We all wore overalls once upon a time. But either way, that's the way it once was, right? So the first thing is Bikurim, Reishis, K'tirchem, what are you supposed to do? That's the Karban Omer. That goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's something called Leket. Leket, our halacha, is the guide, the way you're supposed to be Malaket. And then finally, when you're done, says the Torah, Le'sechale Pa'at. The Torah talks about the halacha peyah. So you should be mukif with mitzvahs. The beginning of your work, middle of the day, and then at the end. So literally, from 9 to 5, you're surrounded. You start with the Minchas Bikurim, which is the Karban Omer. Then you have a Leket Ketzircha Leisalake. That's as you're being Malakate. And then when all is said and done, you have Leisachala Pa'asotcha. Regardless, this is the introduction to the Karban Omer. But there's one other important thing that we need to speak out, and then the daf is going to flow. And that is, the Torah never said when you're supposed to bring the Karban Omer. The Torah makes a very big deal about the Karban Omer. There's so many psukim in the Torah, a very rich parsha here, tucked away in the middle of the parsha Me'adam. You read this, this is Kriyas HaTorah on Yontav. But the Torah doesn't say when you're supposed to do it. In fact, what the Torah does say is it's supposed to be Mimachras HaShabbos, which literally sounds like on Sunday. So pick a Sunday that's convenient, where the weather's supposed to be good, and that's when you're supposed to do it. So what does Mimachras HaShabbos mean? So Ki Yadua, there was a machloikis between the Prushim and the Baisusim. The Prushim were of the opinion that Mimachras HaShabbos means that was the Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu going back to Har Sinai, that it's referring to the day after Pesach. And in fact, the Yontif that's mentioned right before this Parsha here in Parsha Semar, in the Parsha of the Mayad, is the Yontif of Pesach. So Mimachas HaShabbos, after the first day of Pesach, in other words, the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nisan on the calendar, there's a mitzvah to bring the Karban Omer. So what was the Karban Omer brought? It was Mimachas HaShabbos. Shabbos over here is a code word. What it really means is the second day of Pesach. In Chutz Laaretz, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the Karban Omer was brought. The Baisusim disagreed. The Baisusim said, it sounds to us like Mimachas HaShabbos is supposed to be on a Sunday. So they said it's the Sunday after Pesach starts. So if Pesach is Shabbos, that's the first day, then Enochinami, it's going to be Sunday. But let's say Pesach was on Tuesday, let's say it was on Wednesday, then it's not going to be Tazai and Nisan. Then you're going to have to count Yud Zayin, Chav, Chafal, whenever exactly it's going to be. So it's going to be around Pesach time, but it's not Mimachas HaShabbos, the second day of Pesach, meaning the day after the first day of Pesach, but rather it's a Sunday. Regardless, with that backdrop, we begin the daf. So the Mishnah, Ketzad, Hein, Oisin. So what was the process of cutting this Omer? So the Torah says that Uktzartem as Ketzira. So the Ketzira itself was a mitzvah. What was the process of the Ketzira? Shluchei Bezin, Yoitzim Erev Yontif, Va'oisin Oisai, Krichois, Bemachob Lekarka. Shluchei Bezin would go on Erev Yontif. So this is Erev Pesach. And they would make Krichois. They would tie the Omer that they were going to be cut. Now, they were going to be cutting the Omer on Moitzai Yontif. The carbon was going to be brought the next day. All carbonists have to be brought during the day. With regards to the Minchas Omer, the Gemara is going to actually bring a pasuk that it had to be brought during the day. But the Ketzira, the mitzvah of Uktzartem, that didn't have to be during the day. Zrizim Akdim El Mitzvahs, that was done at night. And there was such a bechina of Zrizas that took place over here that they would prep the Ketzira on Erev Yontif. So like this Maitzah Yontif, they can just go and they can cut it. So how did they prep it? They prepped it by identifying exactly what's going to be cut, and they would tie it with Krichos. Anybody that was able to come and attend this cutting, this ceremony, was encouraged to come. The reason was because they wanted it to be a great esek. They wanted a big tumul. As soon as it got dark, meaning Matzah Yontif, the Kayin, and as we're going to see soon, one of the three Kayanim that cut the Omer would turn to the Yidden that were there and would say, Ba HaShemesh, did the sun set? Meaning it's already Rabbeinu Tam, it's 72. We could start cutting. Omrim Hein. They would say yes. Ba HaShemesh, they would ask it, the other kohen would ask the same question. Omrim Hein. The Mishnah doesn't mention the third kohen, but there was a third kohen here as well. So there were three kohanim that would ask the question, and as long as the Yidden would answer in the affirmative, yes, 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 then they would move forward. Magal Zu. And then they would continue. They would say, should we use this magal, this sickle? Is this okay to use? Omrim Hein. Magal Zu. Omrim Hein. Kupa Zu. Should we put it into this kupa after we cut it? Omrim Hein. Kupa Zu. Omrim Hein. The Shabbos, if let's say it was Shabbos, this Tzira was Deicha Shabbos, they would say, Omrim Lehem. Shabbos Zu. Yeah, on this Shabbos we could do it. Omrim Hein. Shabbos Zu. Omrim Hein. Ektsar. Vehem Omrim Leksar. Should we cut? They would say, yeah. Ektsar Vehem Omrim Leksar. Point is, you get the gist, right? So every Kohen would say this, and by the way, Shalish Pamim Al Kodav Vadav Vehem Omrim Lehein Hein Hein. So it's a little confusing here. I am the Mefarshim. But basically, what's happening is there's three Kohanim that are saying this, and each kohen is saying it three times. So everything was said nine times. Shabbazoo, 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 nine times. Because three kohanim are saying it, and each kohen is saying it three times. And the Mishnah asks the very obvious question. The question we're all asking. Why? Says the Mishnah, this was lahoitzi miliban, not shal tzedukin, but lahoitzi miliban shal habaisusim. And we wanted that it should be an Esa Gadol. People should be there, and we're going to make a big fuss about it. A fuss that really didn't have to be made. We could have done this a little bit more b'tznias. No, but we dafka want to make a big tumul because there was a whole cat, a whole group of Jews that were of the opinion that this was not the way it was supposed to be done. And really, it was supposed to be done on a Sunday. So we want to show that we're not doing it on Sunday. We're doing it on Maitzah Yontif. Because our Messiah for Moshe Rabbeinu is Mimachas HaShabbos, means the day after the first day of Pesach. And to emphasize this point, this is what we did. It's just like you find in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma, Lahoitzim Yiliben Shal Tzedaykin. This is a very, very similar concept. It's not Lahoitzim Yiliben Shal Tzedaykin, but rather it's Lahoitzim Yiliben Shal HaBaisusim. So we'll get back to the Baisusim, some hashtag rest of the story in a moment. Let's just learn a little bit of Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Ilein Yumaya Deloiles Anabahoin, Umiktsasan Deloile Mispadoin. The following are days that you're not allowed to fast because of something very good that happened to the Jews on those days. And some of these days is even more chomer. Not only can't you fast, but if somebody who dies and there's a levaya, the leiva mispad behind, you can't make a hasped. What are those days? Mereish yarcha the nisan atamnibay. From Mishchaydish Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, the itukim temida, the carbon tamid was established, meaning it was established that the carbon tamid heretofore would be brought in the proper way, and it's for that reason it was a yontif, it was like a miniature yontif, and the leiva mispad, and it's for that reason no hasped on that day. Umatamnibay vatsoif mayada, from the 8th day of Nisan until after Pesach, itus of Chagad Shvuah. It was during those days that the Yontif of Shvuas, when exactly Shvuas is supposed to be celebrated, was established properly. And as a result, the Loi changed the Gersa Loi Lesana. And it's for that reason that you're not allowed to fast. Rashi says, L'mispat Shari, you could make a hesped, but you're not allowed to fast on those days. And the Gemara explains, Reishach, this is about time to be talking to me, though. L'mispat, what happened? What it means? The carbon talmud was established during the first 8 days of Chodesh Nisan. Shay Tzadokim, because Tzadokim used to say, Yachid, Misnadav, maybe talmud, that if a Yachid wants to donate the carbon talmud, he could bring the carbon talmud. My daughters, what was the basis for what they said? Esakeves ha'echa tasa ba'boiker, vesakeves ha'sheni, tasa ben rabbi, tasa, tasa. Loshen Yachid, Loshen Yachid. Sounds like even a Yachid is able to bring the carbon talmid. So the Tzedakim were of the opinion that if somebody wants to donate, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, writes a $180 check, says, I want you to buy a Shepsala, the next carbon talmid is on me. It was okay. That was something that was ma'hadru. What did the Chachamim tell the Tzedakah? Meaning, apparently this was an 8-day debate. And then finally it was established. What was the final argument that was that ma'shatosh of Apikiris that eventually reigned? They said, as karboni lachmi li'ishai tishmeru. And tishmeru is a Lashon Rabbim, and we learn from this, yikulam ba'am, v'chumas halishka. And again, this is something that we're very familiar with, right? Everybody knows that the Yidden, once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah esei deraisa for every single Jew, from the age of 20 to 60, bar mitzvahs, all tumul, levim, kayanim, noshim, but there was an idea to give a machzes hashekel, and the purpose of the machzes hashekel was to buy the karbanos sibur, such as the tamid, such as the musafin, the karbanos that were born on Yantif. And the reason it was done that way was so that every yachid should have a chelek, he should have shears in the karbanos sibur that were being brought. So the way every member of Klal Yisrael had a chelek of the karbanos sibur was by contributing. And you contributed a machzes hashekel. The machzes hashekel that we give today is a zecher for the machzes hashekel that we once gave. Because the real machzes hashekel wasn't just a mitzvah of tzedakah, you know, give $1.50 and the tzedakah should go to somebody. No, this was money that was given to the Beis HaMikdash. It was like a tax. But the point was so that every yid should have a chelek of the karbanos sibur. And karbanos sibur had to be brought by the machzes hashekel. You were not allowed to go, and a big gvir couldn't show up at the Beis HaMikdash and write a check and say, I want to cover the machzes. It doesn't work that way. The machzes hashekel had to be paid for by each individual. Apparently, the tzedakim didn't agree. It's went back and forth. 8 days. Which 8 days? The first 8 days of Chodesh Nisan. And as a result, it was listed as one of the many yomim toivim that once upon a time existed. The loyva misbad b'hai. Okay, and then from the 8th day until after Yontif, they established Yontif of Shavuos. And therefore, the Leila Sana. And that too is a Yontif. It's not as big a Yontif, but it's a Yontif as well. The Leila Sana, you're not allowed to fast on those days. What happened? Shahayu Baisusin Oimrim, so not the Tzedoikim, but the Baisusim used to say, Atzeres Achar HaShabbos, that Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. Nitva lehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'omal lehem Shaitim, inayim lechem. How do you know that? And there was nobody that knew. I was like, I don't know. We never thought of that. Chutz mizachin echad shahayim befat feit connected. There was one altayid, and he answered Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. But Amar, and he said, Moshe Rabbeinu oyev Yisrael haya. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was an oyev Yisrael. Okay. The idea is that Tzeres Yom Echadu. He knew that Shavuos, it's one day. The whole Yontif is only one day. Amad v'tiken achar Shabbos. So what he did was he made Shavuos fall out on a Sunday. Kadesh Yisrael Mesang in Shnei Yomim. It's like this. He could have a 2-day Yontif. You know, Yerushalmi Yid once told me that he thinks the reason in Chutz Laaretz you have 2 days Yontif and Yisrael is only 1 day Yontif. He says it's the Eved the rewarding the Anshei Chutz Laaretz because they support the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. It's a Makar in this Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev, I mean from Baisusi, but Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Oyev, the idea Sha'atzeres Yoy Mecharu. But the point is, right, there's merit to the thought, to the machshava. But so this is what he told him. He says, no, I'm telling you, Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. It's like this, you can have a 2-day Eretz Yisrael, they also want to have a 2-day Yontif. It's like this, you can end up having a 2-day Yontif. Karal of Mikra Zesra, Mechem and Zakkai told this by Susi. He says, if Moshe Rabbeinu really loved the Jews so much, maybe you could explain this to me. Achad asayoy mechayr of derech harseir. You know, the Yidin of Mekabal the Torah, by Har Chayr, by Har Sinai, they're 11 days from the promised land. The Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael haya. What took so long? So why did it take 40 years in the Midbar? Amalai Rebbe. So the Baisusi, this Zokain, turns to Rabbi Yechirim and Zakeh, and he tells him, this is, come on, you know that. We all know what happened. They were in the Midbar for 40 years, not because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't love the Jews. Amalai, so Rabbi Yechirim and Zakeh told him, Shaita, he says, of course I know I'm telling you something silly. But the reason I'm saying something silly to you, says Rashi, is because you said something silly to me. What I'm saying is the Zelda Shtusim as what you're saying. You're coming here with Svaris, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Oy of Yisrael, and the Mela Tzeres is supposed to fall out on a Sunday. That's absolutely ridiculous. Now, the truth is, let's take a step back. What was the basis? What was the scriptural source for what this Baisusi was saying? It was the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that You're supposed to bring the Korban Omer Mimacharas HaShabbos, and then you're supposed to count 49 days, and on the 50th day, which is again going to be Mimacharas HaShabbos, do the math, right? 50 days after Mimacharas HaShabbos will be a Mimacharas HaShabbos again, and that's when you're going to celebrate the Yontav of Shavuos. So they, just by Susi, said Mimacharas HaShabbos means Sunday. 50 days from Sunday is going to be a Sunday again. So the bottom line is, that's how I know that it's supposed to be on a Sunday. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, of course, had the Mesorah of the Prushim, the Mesorah from Sinai, which was Mimachas HaShabbos doesn't mean Sunday. Mimachas HaShabbos means the second day of Pesach. It means Tez Zayin Nisan. It doesn't matter if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, or Sunday. But it doesn't have to be a Sunday. But the question was, is there a scriptural source to the argument of the Prushim? And this is where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, he says, I'm going to prove it to you from the Torah. I'll prove to you from the Torah that I'm right. Because Kosev Echad Amin, one pasuk says, Tis Brucham Yishim Yoy. For Kosev Echad Amin, another pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosois Temimois Tiyano. So one pasuk says you're supposed to count 50 days. And again, it's not 50 days, it's really 49 days. Incidentally, if you take a look at the top Tosfos right here, we're not going to go into it, but the top Tosfos asks that if the Torah says Tis Brucham Yishim Yoyim, then why do we only count 49 days? So Tosfos says, two pshatim in the pshat in the pasuk, that although the Torah says Chamishim Yoyim, but the way you're supposed to read it, just push it, the way you read the pasuk is not count 50 days and then the following day celebrate Yontif and bring the Mincha HaKadosha, but rather count 49 days. The 50th day is the day that you're supposed to bring it. That's different than, for example, when the Torah says Arbam Yakeno, give 40 Malkis, and we know it's only 39. And Chazal say that you see from there the Koyach of the Chachamim, that the Torah Shebal Peh can sometimes trump the Torah Shebikzav, because the Torah says Arbam Yakeno, the Chum came along and they said it's not 40, it's really 39. This is different. This doesn't fall into the same category. Over here, when the Torah says Tis Brucham Yishim Yoyim, take a look at Tosfos, Tupshatim, Rashi and Chumash brings one of Tosfos, Tupshatim. Is the Torah is telling you that on the 50th, he's supposed to count 49. But the point is, says Tis Brucham Yishim Yoyim, he's supposed to count 49 days. Another pasuk says Sheva Shabbos Leis, it's 7 full weeks. What's the stira? The stira is, in one place it sounds like just any random 49 days. Sheva Shabbos says to me, Moistiana seems to suggest a full week. A full week starts on Sunday and it ends on Shabbos. And then you go through the end of the week. Right? That's what a week is. So is it a full week or 7 full weeks? Or is it just 49 days? It doesn't matter if it starts in the middle of the week. Seems to be a stira. Hakeitzad. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Oh, must be. Kam biyantiv shecholiyas b'Shabbos. Kam biyantiv shecholiyas b'Emtzah Shabbos. It could be either one. If Tez Zayin Nisan is a Sunday, says it's going to be Sheva Shabbos is Temimois. If Tez Zayin Benisan falls out on a Tuesday, then it's not going to be Sheva Shabbos is Temimois. Then it's going to be Tisperu Cham Yishim Yoyin. But said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to the Baisusi, instead of us arguing over silly arguments, you're going to tell me that you think Mimachas HaShabbos means Sunday because then Shavuos will fall out on a Sunday, and Moshe Rabbeinu loves the Jews, he wants to have a two-day yontif. Come on. That's not the way we're going to reconcile this argument. The way we're going to reconcile this argument is with Psukei Atayah. And I'm telling you, in the Psukim, it's mashma like me. Tis Brucham Yishim Yoyim sounds like any 49 days, as long as they're in succession, but starting even from a Tuesday. Sheva Shabbos says to me, it sounds like it has to start on a Sunday. So before we go weiter, and the Gemara is going to go from here and bring many, 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 many scriptural rayas to the Purushim, not like the Baisusim, let's just give a little bit of an introduction. Who exactly were the Baisusim? So we're familiar with the Tzedakim. The Tzedakim come up throughout Shas. Lohitzi miliban shal Tzedakim, this Tzedaki, that Tzedaki. So that's something that is featured a lot. The Baisusim aren't mentioned as much. But the truth is that the history of the Tzedakim and the Baisusim are very much interrelated. And really it begins with an Avos D'Rav Nosson. The Mishnah, right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, when it discusses the Mesorah, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, the Mesorah of Yeshua, Yeshua Leskenim, Anshe Knesset Zagdoilah. Shimon HaTzadik was from the Shiori Anshe Knesset Zagdoilah. He used to say, Al Shloish Dvar Moilam Oymed, Al HaTorah Avaylag Milos Chasadim. And he had a Talmud that he gave over his Mesorah to. His Talmud's name was Antignus Ish Soichai. Antignus Ish Soicha used to say, "Who are you, Oymer?" It's the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Al tiu kavodim amisham shina serav amanas lekavu pras. El lehevu kavodim amisham shina serav shaloy amanas lekavu pras. Vihi moira shemayim a lechem. The Avos D'Rav Nosson says that Antignus Ish Soicha had many, many talmidim. Amongst his many talmidim, there was a fellow named Tzaduk and another fellow named Baisus. And when they heard Antignus Ish Soicha say this Mishnah, don't serve Hashem because of an Olam Haba that you're waiting to get one day. You should see yourself like an Eved who's not getting paid, who doesn't get a paycheck, who does his work 100% L'Shem Shemayim. And who Haya Omer? This was Antignus Issoicha's memra that made it into Pirkei Avos. This was part and parcel of his Ashkafas HaChaim. This is what he was always teaching his Talmidim. And they heard it again and again and again, and then something, it for some reason, clicked in them that made them think, you know something, maybe the Rebbe keeps on saying this, not because he wants us to have a certain mindset in terms of how he wants to serve Hashem, but maybe because there really is no reward. And maybe he's telling us, because frankly, there's not going to be an reward. And one thing led to another, and by the time they were done, they were koifrin tchias ha-mesim, and they left the fold, and they started movements respectively. Tzaddik started a movement known as the Tzedoikim. Baisus started a movement that would later be known as the Baisusim. The Deiris HaRishonim says that like many movements, like the movement of Yeshei HaNoitzri, at the time of Tzaddik and Baisus' life, they really have that much of a following. It didn't take too much root. It started off with a minion of followers. But as the years went on, the movement of the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim became stronger and stronger. And if you read Yosef Ben Gurion, also known as Josephus, he talks so much about the Sadducees. He doesn't talk a lot about the Baisusim. I don't even know if he mentions the Baisusim. But he talks a lot about the Tzedoikim, about the Sadducees, and they were a very, very, very big deal. And you see, in the Sugya, they were a very big deal. You see, Chazal went out of their way with the Ketiras HaOmer. Why are we so worried about them? Because obviously, they were a real movement, and the Chachamim spent a lot of time and a lot of energy to defeat the Tzedoikim and the Baisus. Eventually, they were defeated, but it took up a lot of time during the Tkufa of Bayashani. Regardless, those were the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim. Now, it's interesting, sometimes you find the Tzedoikim mentioned, and sometimes you find the Baisusim mentioned. And this Braisa that we just learned now, on Samechei Amid Aleph, you have one Braisa that talks about the first 8 days of Nisan were a mini Yontif, and then the next several days were a mini Yontif as well, the first 8 days, because they defeated the Tzedoikim to establish the Karban Tamid. And then the next week or so was a Yontif, because they defeated the Baisusim with regards to the Yontif of Shua. So you see, the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim, even though they're synonymous with each other, they come together very often, but they're clearly not the same. What exactly the difference was? So we'll have to leave that up for the historians to figure out. But it's not so clear what the difference was between the Tzedoikim and the Baisusim. But what it is clear, they were not the same movement. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing. The Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, so at the very end in Perek Yud, it's every Rambam there is classic. But the Rambam, in the end of every Rambam, every Sivkot has a sticker. But the Rambam, in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, he talks about the premier way of how you're supposed to serve Hashem. And he talks about serving Hashem me'ahavah. And says the Rambam, here's the punchline. V'chein hayu g'doylei ha-chachamim mitzavim l'nevoynei talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichot. Listen to l'shoynei hazov shal ha-Rambam. So after the Rambam talks about a person shouldn't serve Hashem, not for reward, not miyira even. It should be me'ahava. V'chein hayu g'doylei ha-chachamim mitzavim. This is what the g'doylei ha-chachamim used to tell. Nevoynei talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichud. Der choshev etalmidem. Al tiyu kavodem ha-misham shenesarav ha-manas ha-kabul toivu. Ele heyu kavodem ha-misham shenesarav ha-manas sheloy le-kabul klub. Ele mebnei shahu ha-rav roi le-shamshoy keloymar. In short, says the Rambam, ivdu me'ahava. That's the translation of that Mishnah. So the Rambam brings the Mishnah. It's the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. It's Antignus Ish Soichais Memra. But the Rambam prefaces it by saying, G'doylei ha-chachamim hayu mitzavim l'nevoynei talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichot. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, two lines. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you know why the Rambam goes out of his way to say that the G'doylei ha-chachamim would only tell this Mishnah over to nevoynei talmideyem u'maskileyem b'yichot? It sounds they didn't tell to everybody. It was something that was said betzina, for people that can handle it. It wasn't meant for public consumption. You know why? Because lefisha nimshach mimayim rezeh inyan tzadik ubaisus. Because look what happened to tzadik ubaisus, who clearly were not on the pay grade where they were able to handle this Mishnah. Kosav, it's for that reason the Rambam wrote, shohayu mitzavin talmideu maskileim b'yichud, kloimar zok tekesev Mishnah veloy lekulon. Not for everybody. Because not everybody is ready to handle this Mishnah. It's interesting that the Mishnah says, Antignus Yisoichoy, Altiu Kavadam Hashem Shana Tzarev, Elo Yehevu Kavadam Hashem Shana Tzarev, Shaloi Amanasa Kavu Pras. And then the Mishnah says, Vihi Meir Shamayim Aleichem. So in the past, we've spoken out, a Meir Digib, Heilig
Chilke Bnei Yisachar, who says Pshat in the Hemshach of Yehi Moir Shemayim Aleichem Ve'in Kamekoymoy. But I was thinking, Pasha Pshat, maybe that's what the Mishnah means to say. Altiu Kavodim Amisham Shemes Rabba Manasseh Kavod Pras. But this is the halacha that got people into trouble. Tzadikum Baisos. And that's why the Rambam says, not everybody was supposed to have it. So says the Mishnah, Vihi Moir Shemayim Aleichem. What's the smichos? What's the Hemshach? Very simple. I'm telling you something, but make sure you keep your Yir Shemayim, because this Mishnah actually caused others to lose their Yir Shemayim. Regardless, the Baisusim were a very big deal. I'll tell you, I saw in the Pardes Yosef, he brings from the Sefer Divrei Shaul. So the Pardes Yosef brings that when we count Sfiras HaOmer, so the first day that we count is Hayoim Yoim Echad LaOmer. Then it's Hayoim Sheni, Hayoim Shlishi. You know, the Hayoim Echad is a pasuk in the Torah. Vayera Vayivoker Yoim Echad. Rashi famously asks, that why is it Vayera Vayivoker Yoim Echad? It should have said Yoim Rishoy. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, that would be the proper grammar. So why is it Yoim Echad? It's Rashi's Kasha. Rashi says, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Echad Ba'ilama. And that's why he says, Vayera, Vayvayki, Yoim Echad. So, Freit, the Divrei Shaul, I'll ask you the same Kasha. When we count Sfiras HaOmer, why do we say, Hayoim, Yoim Echad, La'Omer, or Ba'Omer? It should be, Hayoim, Yoim Rishon. If it's going to be Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi, Rashi's Kasha. Rashi, right in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Vayer, Vayvayki, Yoim Echad, it should have been Yoim Rishon. So why do we say Yoim Echad, not Yoim Rishon? See, he said, Lahoitzi miliban shalap Aisusim. Because if you would say Yoim Rishon on that one day, what does Yoim Rishon sound like? Hayoim Yoim Rishon l'Shabbos. It sounds like it's Sunday. So Lahoitzi miliban shal tzedoikim. You don't even want to say, Aisusim, Rishon. So you say Hayoim Yoim Echad? Not Hayoim Yoim Rishon. Either way, so Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had a tshuva. He told this by Susi that I'm going to prove you wrong. And he proved them wrong by reconciling this apparent contradiction between two psukim that describe the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. On the one hand, it says, Tisbruch HaMishim Yoim. It sounds like any 49 days. On the other hand, it says, Sheva Shabbosois Timimois Tiano. It sounds like it has to be 7 complete weeks. And the only way it makes sense, said Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, is if there's two dinim. Sometimes it's Sheva Shabbosois Timimois. Sometimes it's only 49 days. Hakeit said, if Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, then you're going to start counting on a Sunday. It's going to be Sheva Shabbosois Timimois. If not, it's going to be the middle of the week. Regardless, this is one of many, many pshatim that's going to take us 2/3 of the way down to Daf Samech Vavam and Aleph, so we'll start the Gemara and we'll finish it tomorrow. So Rabbi Eliezer Seifer, Rabbi Shua Moina, Rabbi Shimon Ma'amer, Rabbi Yehuda Lamatis, and Rabbi Leza Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer said, and there's a lot of issues with the Gersoyus in this Gemara, so you have to hold on tight here. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ein Eitzarech, Hareyu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Tispar Lecha, said Rabbi Yechim Ben Zaka, you didn't need to prove this by Susi wrong from Tis Bruch Hamishim Yoyim and Shavish Abbasis Timimois. It's more Pasha. It says that Shivash Shavuos Tis Bar Lach. Now, this Pasha is actually not in Pasha Samar. It's in Dvarim Perek Tezayim, but it's also talking about the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imer. And it says over there Tis Bar Lach. And we learn from this Sfira Tliya Bebezdin, that we're dealing with a Sfira that's totally in Bezdin, Shehen Yoyden Lechadesh Mi Machras Ha Shabbos. Skip to Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry. Yotze Shabbos Bereishis Shes Sfiras B'chol Adam. But the point is, it says Tisbar Lach. It sounds like the Sfira should start depending on a day that's Tali and Bezdin. Bezdin controls the month. They don't control the days of the week. The Bezdin doesn't decide when it's Shabbos. But Bezdin decides when it's Yontif. How so? Because Bezdin decides when it's Rosh Chodesh. And based on that, they're indirectly deciding when it's Yontif. So if it says Tisbar Lach Sfira Tliya BeBezdin, so it sounds like Mimachras HaShabbos means after a day that Bezdin has some control over, it must be we're talking about Pesach, which is something that indirectly Bezdin controls as opposed to Shabbos, which is something they have no control over. Rabbi Shua says, Amr Torah Maneh Yom V'Kadosh Chodesh. The Torah said you should count days and then make it Rosh Chodesh. Maneh Yomim V'Kadosh Atzeres. And the Torah also said count days, 49 days, and then it should be Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Samach B'Yasei Nikr, Avatzarech Samach B'Yasei Nikr. Just like Rosh Chodesh, right around Rosh Chodesh time, you already know it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Because how did they know it was Rosh Chodesh? You saw it. The moon disappears at the end of the month, and then as soon as they saw the moilet, so they knew that it was Rosh Chodesh. So it was Nikr Samach B'Yasei. Shavuos has to be Nikr Samach B'Yasei as well. V'im Toimer Atzeres Leilam Achra HaShabbos, Eich Te Nikeres Mishalofanel. So that only works if we're going to go based on the month. Because if you're going to go based on the day after Pesach, so as soon as it's Pesach, you're always going to know when you're supposed to start counting. But if it's the day after the Shabbos after Pesach, So it's not so intrinsically nicker. Thus, Rabbi Yeshua said, that's the raya, not like the baisusin, the mimachas haShabbos means after Pesach. Because everybody knows when the first day Pesach is. Similar to the fact that people see the moilet. So it's samach lebiyasein, like, oh, today's Pesach? Oh, tomorrow, right? That's the way it is. You know when you're counting sphere, when it's Pesach. Oh, today was Pesach, tomorrow you're counting sphere. But if it's going to be the Sunday, then you already have to start holding cheshbonis when Shabbos chol moed, it's the day after that. It's not samach lebiyasein nicker. Regardless, that was Rabbi Yeshua's makar. Bishmol, Rabbi Yeshua said a fourth pshat. The Torah said that on Pesach you bring the carbon omer, and on Shavuos you bring the shtei alechem. Just like Shavuos, when you bring the shtei alechem, it's Yontif, and it's also the beginning of Yontif. The whole Yontif is one day. Afkan regel v'tchilas regel. So too, you're supposed to bring the carbon omer on Yontif, but b'tchilas regel, which according to the Prushim, it's always going to be tchilas regel. It's always going to be the second day Pesach. Whereas according to the Baisusin, it's not always necessarily going to be tchilas regel. Rabbi Yehuda, some have the Girsa, Rabbi Yeshua, and Maseir Omer, Neve Shabbos Lamailo, Neve Shabbos Lamato. It says Shabbos, again, in the context of the Shtei Alechem. It says Shabbos in the context of the Korban Omer. Just like over there, it's Yontif, and it's Samuch to the Tchilas HaRegel. Afkan Regel, but Tchilas Regel Samuch. Here too, with regards to the Korban Omer, it's Yontif, and it has to be Samuch to the Tchilas HaRegel. Very similar to the previous Pshat. Take a look at Rashi. I'm not sure I understand 100% the difference between the two Pshatim. But regardless, it's very, very similar in that we're dealing with a Zman that Samuch to Tchilas HaRegel. Regardless, we have five pshatim over here in this brayser from the Gedolei HaTanot. We have Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we have Rabbi Eliezer, we have Rabbi Yeshua, we have Rabbi Yishmael, we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that all brought Mekairis. This is, of course, a Maseira, but they all had Mekairis in the psukim itself to prove that we're supposed to start counting Mimrachas HaShabbos, meaning Tez Zayin Nisan, not on the first Sunday that follows Pesach. So the Gemara now is going to bring another brayser that's going to bring a whole nother list of Mekairis in the Torah, how exactly you know Mimachras HaShabbos means Tez Zayin Nisan. So we're not going to go through the whole Braisa. We'll pick that up tomorrow morning. But just to pick up now the first line of the Braisa, we'll speak out some right on that. Tanu Rabbanon, Usartam Lachem. So following the bringing of the Korban Omer, Miyoyim Aviyachem HaSoyim HaTnufa, you had a count, Sfiras HaOmer, 49 days. Says the Torah, it says Usfartam Lochem. Why Lochem? Shetehei Sfira L'Chalecha V'Echad. Torah's come to emphasize that everybody's supposed to count. Now, if you take a look at the Hilgi Rashi, L'Chalechad V'Echad, one line, L'Shekol Echad Chayiv Lisper. Everybody's obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer. What would have been the Havamina? That not everybody's obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer. So Tosfos already addresses the question. Tosfos Dibra Maskul Usfartam Lachem. And Tosfos says that being that you find by Yovel, the Torah says Vesafarta Lacha. And Safarta Lacha over there means Bezdin. Bezdin has an obligation to count. So there would have been a Havamina that maybe it's Bezdin that has the obligation to count Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe not everybody's obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe it's Bezdin. Says the Mara, it says in the Torah, Usfartam Lachem. By Yovel, it says, Vesafartam Lacha. That's a Lashon Yachid. Over here, it says, Usfartam Lachem. What's the emphasis of Usfartam Lachem? Lohidiyacha, Kamash Malon, that it's not Bezdin's obligation, but every single Yid has his own individual obligation to count Sfiras HaOmer. Stating that, there's another Pshat in the Rishonim, and that is the Rashba. And the Rashba in the Tshuva says an unbelievable Chiddush. Look, the Rashba in the Tshuva. He says, you know what the emphasis of Usfartam Lachem is? That every Shetei Sfir L'Chalecha V'Echad, we know that anytime there's a mitzvah to say something, you don't have to say it. You can hear somebody else say it, say Amen, and you can be Yoitza with what we know as Shemei Ka'ina. So for example, Friday night, you can be Yoitza your Kiddush with somebody else. You don't have to hear your own Kiddush. You can be Yoitza with the Baal HaBasis Kiddush. As long as you say Amen, you're Mechavin to be Yoitza. He's Mechavin to be Yoitza you. What if you weren't Mechavin? Sugi's in the end of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. But this is a halacha, Revachas be Yisrael, that there's something called Shemei Ka'ina, and it's something that we all rely on a regular basis. Shemei Ka'ina. Zok, the Rashba, could I be Yoitza Sfira Sa'imer with Shemei Ka'ina? So you're going to count the night of the Omer, and I'm going to listen to what you said, and I'll be Yaitza with your Sfiras HaOmer. Says the Rashba, no. That's this Gemara. Usfartam Lachem, Shetei Sfir L'Chalecha V'Echad. Not that everybody's obligated to count. Of course everybody's obligated to count. That's not a Chiddush. I don't need the word Lachem to teach me that there's an obligation. Lachem is coming to teach me that every single person needs to count on his own. That you cannot be Yaitza to Shemei HaKoinah. So even though ordinarily, in Kol HaTayra Kula, there's a concept called Shemei HaKoinah, but when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there's no such concept of Sfiras HaOmer. It's interesting, this is brought down in Halacha. The Mishabur, right in the beginning of Siman Tov Peites, brings this Halacha. Chabra says, Belel Sheni, Achatilas Arvis, second night Pesach, after Mayrub, Maschilim Lisfar Ha'oimer. Vem Shochach Lisfar, Betchilas Ha'layla, Hoylech Vesayfer Kalalayim. Supposed to do it right away, right after Ma'ariv, but if you didn't do it, you have the whole night to do it. U'mitzvah says the Mechaber, I'll call Echad Lisbar La'atzmoy. There's a mitzvah for every yachid to count for himself. Says the Mishnah Brura, the Chesiv u'svartam lochem. Mashma sha'a mitzvah chal al kol yachid v'yachid. V'hine, says the Mishnah Brura, mashma mizeh de b'sfira eine k'moy b'shar mitzvah talui b'amira. It sounds like sfira is different than ordinary mitzvahs that are talui b'amira. L'inyin kiddush v'avdolu ki yoytzvehem. Tim shama l'chaveiroi v'neschavim lotzis di yoytzvah v'zeh mishum d'sheh k'meyeh koinu. V'hocha gilsa a teure de lo yotze. Here the Torah is being megala that you're not yoytzvah k'meyeh koinu. Kol kama de lo yisiper ba'atzmoy. You have to count by yourself. And if you don't count by yourself, you can't be yoytzvah k'meyeh. Avo yesh ma'achroinim shakal. That when it says that every person is obligated, it doesn't mean that you have to count by yourself as opposed to Shemer Koina. If Shemer Koina works, then it's as if you counted. So that's not what it means. What it means is that Bezin's not up. Who's the other pshat? That's Tosfos. So regardless, the Rashba learned it in Rashi and Tosfos, these two pshatim of the Rishonim are both brought out of the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Pesach and Siman Tov Pei Tes. Now it's interesting, this halacha is with regards to the actual counting of the Sefiras Omer. What about the bracha? What about the Birchas HaMitzvahs for Sefiras Omer? Could you be Yoitza the bracha with Shemei Koina? And that comes in handy if you ever forget the count. And now you have a suffix, because really it's not so clear that if you miss one night, that you're not allowed to count with a bracha anymore. It's really a suffix. So you essentially have a suffix bracha. Suffix brachas, you don't count. What's the Eitzah? Let somebody else be Moitzio. But we just said that it's not so posh. It could be there's no Shemei Koina. So what would be the halacha Shemei Koina? Says the Mishnah Brura, that's poshit, that the whole issue of Shemei Koina regarding Sefiras HaOmer is with regards to the actual Sefira. But as it relates to the Berachas HaMitzvahs of Sefiras HaOmer, there's no difference between the Berachas HaMitzvahs of Sefiras HaOmer and any ordinary Berachas HaMitzvahs, and of course that you would be able to be Yoitzah Shemei Koina. In fact, if you look at Rav Kveges HaGoyis and Shulchan Aruch, right here in Siman Tov Pei Tes, he brings that the minig is, and it's the proper thing to do, is to have one person make the Birchas HaMitzvahs and everybody else should be yoytzeh with him. And the reason is, B'roi v'am hadras melech, and Reb Kveger says, you want precedence for this? Take a look in Hilchas Shabbos, Simin Reish Tzadik Ches, the laws of Havdalah, and over there, the Mechaber says that when it comes to making the bracha, B'roi me'ori yo'esh, one person should make the bracha and he should be mitzi everybody else, which is of course the minig. You don't make your own bayr mariyesh, but you yaitzi. You say amen to the bracha of the mavarech, you yaitzi with shemei kaina, and you do it. Why? What's the reason for it? So the Paiskim say, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, because of B'roi V'am Hadras Melech. So there's actually an idea of B'roi V'am Hadras Melech to have one person be Moitzi other people. So says Rav Kiveger, it's true with regards to the actual Sefiras HaOmer. That's already Toli Bashli, Rav Ravi, Arajman, Atshuva, Beisan, Agamar, Menoche, Samachay, Amad Beis. It could be that even though the Shemei Koin and Kala Terekula, but when it comes to this, it's not going to be Shemei. But that's only with regards to the Sefir itself. But as it relates to the Bracha, to the contrary, Hadar Dina, it makes sense for one person. So Rav Kveger is seemingly suggesting that the Shliach Tzibur should get up after Ma'ariv, clap, he says the bracha Sefiras HaOmer, and then everybody else will just say Amen, and it gives you less incentive not to miss, but everybody else will say Amen, and like this, you have no problems. So you'll make the Sefiras HaOmer. But then Rav Kveger just adds one line. He says, Ayin Shailos Hatshuvas Mapit. Sends you to the Mabit. If you take a look at the Mabit, Rabbi Kivegas be Mitzayin, says that the Minig Yisrael was not that way. And as I state in Mishnah Brura, so Mishnah Brura brings that even though it's Poshet, that this Kepedo regarding Shemei Koine is only talking about the sphere, it's not talking about the Bracha, but at the same time, the Minig Yisrael is, read it to you, Minig b'chol Yisrael shekolecha mevarech v'soifer la'atzmai ve'ein soimchin alashas. Alashatz. And the makar to that is this Shalos Tshuvas Mabit that Reb Kveger was being mitzayim. But the question is very, very obvious. So it's Mavu in the Rishonim, the Mishnah Brura brings it lehalacha, that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula Shemei Koina, but when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, there's no Shemei Koina. And the reason is because it says, U'svartum lachem shetei Sefira l'chol echad ve'echad, two understandings in the Rishonim, what exactly that means. But according to one pshat, and the way the Rashba understood Rashi, so that would seem to make it the Pashur pshat in the Sugya, is shetei Sefira l'chol echad ve'echad, that you can't be Yoytzah Shemei Koina. The question is, manishtana Sefiras HaOmer, Mikol mitzvah shebetayra. If ordinarily, if there's ever a mitzvah that's told in a mirror, you could be yoitza. That was a pun. Shemeir kaina. Then why is it that you can't be yoitza the mitzvah spheres oimer with shemeir kaina? So there's a lot of lumdish and mahalchim that all really hinge on the same idea, which is that the mitzvah spheres oimer is not a mitzvah to recite the day of the Omer. Meaning, it's not a mitzvah samira, but it's a mitzvah sfira. And sfira, counting and talking are not the same thing. You can be yoitza talking with Shemeir Kohenah. You can't be yoitza counting with Shemeir Kohenah. But I'll just tell you something that I saw in the Sefer Yerech L'Mayadim. That's the Sefer of the Reshiva of Yeruchim. And he brings what he refers to as a Dover Na'e in the Sefer Keruye Mayed. Again, why is it that there's no Shemeir Kohenah when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer? And that is based on something that is brought down in the Sefer HaParadis. The Sefer HaParadis was one of the Rishayim. And the Sefer HaParadis says as follows: V'tzorech levarech b'kol rom mishum d'chziv u'svartam lechem. So somehow the Sefer HaParadis saw in the words of Svartam lechem that it's not enough to say Sfiras Oimer, but it has to be b'kol rom. Sfiras Oimer has a din that it has to be b'kol rom. Based on that, said Rabbi Ruchim, you could tell to the raid, the Dvarim Atikin, by Duchanin. Kedua, there was machlekes between the Beis Halevi and the Netziv. A kohen that goes up to Duchan. Birchas kohenim. Could one kohen say the Birchas kohenim and be moitzi other kohenim with Shemeir kohenah? Or no? Does each kohen have to do it by himself? Is there a loch of Shemeir kohenah by Birchas kohenim or not? One of the rayas that the Netziv brought, it's in Meroy Meisada, Mesachtes Megillah, Daf Chavdal and Aleph, is the Mishnah Mesachtes Megillah says, Hamafter benavi hu poiris al hashma, vu oiver lefnei ateva, vu noisei eskapa. So whoever went mafter, there were certain fringe benefits that came along with going mafter. He was poiris al hashma, he was oiver lefnei ateva. So today you just got the haftarah. Vu noisei eskapa. Freak the Netziv, vu noisei eskapa. Obviously we're talking about a kohen, right? He's Noises Kapov? What if you're Kohen, then you're Noises Kapov anyways. Every Kohen is supposed to be Noises Kapov. So then it's no, because really Nesias Kapayim is like every other mitzvah that's Tali and Dibur, where you can be Yotze with Shemeir Kohenah. And that was the minute. One person, one Kohen would get up, and he would be Maitzi all the Kohen with Shemeir Kohenah. So who had the schus to be the one to say it, and everybody else is just saying Amen? It was the one that was over Lefnei Ateva, Hamafte Benavi, who Paris Hashma, who over Lefnei Ateva, and he's the one that's going to be Maitzi the Oilam. He's the one that's nicest cap of half of a fella. But can you do it with the Beis Halevi and Sefer Beis Halevi argue? He vehemently argued with the Netziv. And he said a chap. He said, you know why? Because the Gemara says that duchening has to be b'kol rom. It's not enough that the kohen gets up. You know, the kohenim scream? They're supposed to. They're supposed to scream. It has to be b'kol rom. It's halacha and shulchan aruch. It's medina the Gemara. That the kohenim have to say b'kol rom. So the Beis Halevi said a chap. Shemeir kohena is the pshat that it's as if I said it. But is it b'kol rom? I'm not making any noise. How can it be b'kol rom? So I can tuoyz amira and dibor al yidei shemeir kohenah. A b'kol rom, that's not something I can tuoyz. And really, it's totally in the lumdus of how shemeir kohenah works. Is the pshat in shemeir kohenah that when I hear what you're saying, I shtel zechtzu to your dibor? So whatever you did through my shmia, it's as if I did. So even though you're talking, I'm medaber mitoch groincha, so to speak. Even though you're the one that's talking, I'm also talking. I'm a shutif in your dibor. Or is the pshad, not that I'm a shutif in your dibor, but ordinarily in order to talk, you have to talk. Over here, you can be a medaber just by being shemeya. But it's the shmiya that's the dibor, so to speak. Ordinarily, shmiya l'chod, v'dibor l'chod. Shemeya kohenah was mechadish, that shmiya blibes dibor. So is my dibor my shmiya? Or my dibor is really your dibor? It's just through my shmiya that I'm a shutif in your dibor. If there's a din karam, if the pshat is that I have your dibor, so if your dibor was b'karam, why shouldn't I have the b'karam? But if the vart is that I don't have your dibor, I have my own dibor. My dibor was my shmiya. So it's very nice. Shmiya is a dibor, but it's not b'karam because you're not making any noise. It reminds me that, you know, by when we laid the Megillah, so by the Aseres Pnei Haman, everybody says, Vesparshan Dasa, right? Everybody says it. So why does everybody say it? Why can't you be yaitza with the Shleich Tzibah like you yaitza everything else? So Rakesh Pesach Frank in Mikroi Kodesh brings from the Rogachov of Goyen that the Rogachov said, you know why? He says, because there's a halacha that it has to be b'nashim ma'achas. Nashim ma'achas you can't get with Shemeir Kainah. He says, the deeper that you can get with Shemeir Kainah. But the nashim ma'achas, that you can't get b'Shemeir Kainah. But Al-Kapodim said to Rosh Shiva Rabbi Yeruchim in the Sefer Yerach from Ayadim that it could be loit this Sefer Apartheid. Shabbos. That Sfiras HaOmer is like duchening. It's like Nesias Kapayim. It has to be B'kol Rav. Beis HaLevi is Yisoid, that whenever there's a din Kol Rav, you can't be Yotze with Shemeika. I know, here too, you wouldn't be able to be Yotze with Shemeika either. Either way, Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll speak at a lot more raid regarding Sfiras HaOmer.